I'm confusing it with another recorder. Okay. So then it starts.
I'm concerned about my trusty recorder.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's never happened. And I had it in the record mode.
And it just died?
No, it didn't die. I just went to punch it, and it just sat there going blinking 17 seconds. It wouldn't move. It wouldn't shut off. I'm going to let it cool down. I'm hoping that's it.
Yeah, I bet that's what it is. Oh, he's so popular.
Where's pause?
There is no pause.
There is no pause.
There is no pause. It's all go or no go.
All right, we're just waiting for Daniel Langlois. There is no pause button on this machine, so we're going to make it one long tape. Good luck. I'm trying to figure out when it was. You know what? I'm thinking that maybe you and I last saw each other when you recorded Land in Calgary in 1995, 21 years ago, yeah. July 31st.
Yeah,
Midnight Oil.
Yeah, Midnight Oil. That guy went on to be Minister of Culture.
I thought he was going to be Prime Minister of Australia. I think maybe he saw enough of politics and said, maybe not.
Wow.
You just came off that stage, stage three, and there was a, it felt like a celebration. I felt that maybe you had escaped four walls, the studio, and that felt like a celebration out there, that music.
Well, Terry, I think you're not too far off, because a couple of weeks ago I just had this this moment of awareness, you know, over the few times in my life, the light came to me, and it came to me a couple of weeks back,
and it said,
it's enough in the studio, take the studio to the stage, because we do beautiful things on stage because of spontaneity working in our favor, and we get to have an exchange with an audience. So that's it. It was my attempt today to introduce this, a little bit of electronica, that we play on top of, and I get to sample and dub on top of that, and it's really exciting for us. So I think from here on I'm going to introduce, include rather, at least four pillars of electronics in my set, and we hope to play some festivals where it's mostly electronic, so it's okay. Studio to the stage, it's time.
Very true. It's interesting, Randy Newman once said, he showed up at the Commodore with just a grand piano. I said, you could bring an orchestra. You could bring anybody you wanted. He said, I don't want anything to get between me and the audience. I understood that.
Yeah, well, good for him because, you know, I mean, he's largely driven by lyric and song. So it's for him, the clarity of his songs would certainly come through in a pure form like
sure.
that. You know?
There is freedom. You've literally been celebrating this. You have shown up in so many different musical genres and formats, and your summer's not done. Where did it start?
Well, I think the summer, if we think of life as a summer
sure.
itself, you know, as a, I'm just one of the lucky ones. I wake up in the morning inspired and full of ideas, and I keep chasing my dreams, man. And, you know, I'm wearing a little silver antique turquoise piece, silver and turquoise, and the native man I bought it from said it stands for one's capacity to seek the unknown. I said, I want that to be my line
That's
of work.
Me. That's me, yeah. There's an album coming called Flesh and Machine. When will we see it?
Flesh Machine comes out in October on a great label out of Los Angeles called Anti Records.
Yeah.
And a very adventurous label, and they're really supporting me on this. So we've got a couple of little films that'll show up on YouTube and wherever they'll have us. And it shows me in my shop designing some of this. So it's Flesh and Machine, that's the line I've always walked. You know, I'm a studio rat. I'm a laboratory man, but I'm a melody person as well. You know, so that to mix the two is it's the same thing I've always done. So.
We're behind Stage 3 with Daniel Lanois. This is Mulligan Stu, CKUA. I heard this station 20 years ago, and all of a sudden I realized that there was, in fact, a radio station that heard music the way I heard it in my head. And it was an epiphany for me. I've been doing the show for 20 years. When you realized that there was a like-minded person in the world named Brian Eno who heard music the way you heard it, what kind of a moment was that?
Well, when I first started working with Brian Eno, a clarity came into my world.
Yeah.
He was very devoted to a specific direction of music, something that he loved. And at that point, I decided that I would never do anything other than what I love the most myself.
Sure. And it worked for both parties?
Worked for both parties. I think Brian appreciated that I had good skills and that I spoke the language of music and that I was able to provide him with a few shortcuts.
Two things about the studio, and I'll let it go. One is, do you have to give something of yourself? Do you have to pull yourself back? Or are you an inclusionary guy? You want your voice to be in that music.
Well, you know, you mean, the recording studios, I've only ever given myself fully to the studio, to all the people I've worked with.
Yeah.
It takes a lot out of me, I gotta say, and it's, and I don't want it to be behind closed doors anymore.
True. Does that feel like you're recharging batteries here on stage?
When there's so many people, when you have a congregation like this, it really speaks the truth, and it's... You know, church attendance might be subsiding, but congregation is building otherwise. And I like to think that, you know, such a beautiful hillside full of people is a church in itself.
I mean, music's we know music's changing. MP3, the digital, the whole world of music is changing. Not much has changed about this interaction between an audience and a musician off the stage.
I'm still up there with my first love, my steel guitar, and there's no technology really, as you just pointed out. It's we are there. We are on stage. We only get one chance to convey a sentiment, and people understand that. They feel that there's risk at with us, and you know that we're rolling the dice
and
here,
walking the wire,
and it's exciting, you know, as it should be. So I'll work with anybody that wants to work with me. That's great. In my new studio, which happens to be on the stage.
You're heading for Banff.
Heading for Banff.
Going to be with another Hamilton friend, Garth Hudson. Is he okay?
Apparently Garth broke 3 ribs, so he can't come out. I know what it feels like. I broke 6 ribs a few years ago in a motorcycle accident, so I really feel for Garth at his age, because I hope he doesn't have any funny friends, because you know, you can't laugh when you got broken ribs.
That's true. And don't make me laugh. Yeah, that's right. So Great Lakes Swimmers will show up?
Great Lakes Swimmers are going to help us out. I'm very grateful that they stepped in to you know, to take that position, and can't wait to hear them, and it'd be nice to be there with some Canadian compadres.
You know, I've been waiting 21 years to ask you these questions. I see that you're not done yet, because the Greenbelt Harvest Picnic, you're going to MC it on August the 23rd in Hamilton. You know that? You know that, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the Greenbelt Harvest Picnic is, it's a festival that I started with a friend of mine, J.P. Gauthier, and we celebrate locally grown, regionally grown foods, organic. So great foods, great music, a very simple family event, and it's grown to a position now where it's really found, it has found its legs, and we're very happy to do it every year, man.
And the list includes Los Lobos, Ron Sexsmith, Bruce Coburn, Sarah Harmer, Ray LaMontagne. Is that your wish list?
Well, you know, JP is in charge of these invitations, but I see that we have some repeats from our first year, so I guess that's encouraging, because when people come back, then something must be right about it.
I was going to leave us with a song. I kind of got hung up on Wrecking Ball, because a couple of your tunes are in there. Which one might you like to play?
Well, we could play, I always liked Black Hawk and the White Winged Black Hawk. I just finished a tour with Emmy, and we were doing that. It came out real nice, and I thought it was it represented Canada quite nicely, Steel Town, Canada.
Who's the luckiest guy in music?
Me. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, man. Thank you for being
good
here.
Good to see you, brother.
Thank you. Daniel Lenoir, Mulligan Stew, CKUA. You know how to do this. Just say into the microphone, this is Daniel Lenoir. You're listening to CKUA.
CKUA?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Daniel Lanois. You're listening to CKUA.
Thank you. No, there's 15 of them. And in French. Let's do it in French, too.
How do you say CKUA in French? I just say CKUA.
Allô,
c'est Daniel Lanois, ici, CKUA.
Did you get a picture? Thank you. Thank you. My recorder sat out in the sun and just decided it didn't want to work. Didn't want to work.
But I have a great recorder.
Can you see us?
Guys, I can. I'm going to take a couple. Yeah.
Put your hat a little bit in the sun, so I'll get 2 shades.
Cute. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks,
I do hope I see you one more time.
Yeah, man.
At least one more.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Lovely to see you.
So many years. So many years. I figured sooner or later we'd see each other, but not this long.
Since